Jana Brogan, a national final to look forward to. Is this a dream come true?
Yeah, it's a highlight of my career anyway, and I'm sure it's a big thing for a lot of the girls on the team, and definitely a highlight for the club. We've never made it this far before in a competition, so that's a really positive thing for Bonagee as well as, you know, individuals.
So how did you get involved with soccer?
So I just played when I was younger in school and joined one of the local teams and kind of progressed through that and was involved in international squads then as I got a bit older and just really enjoyed it. I think that the community of the soccer community in Donegal is progressing and has been since I was quite young and is taking off as well. So that's just how I got involved.
And this year you've gone from strength to strength. A bit of a scare in the semi-final. It probably could have gone either way, but you got through. And I suppose when you look at that, the fitness was a key part in that result. And obviously, you've done an awful lot of training during the year.
Yeah, so obviously we got to that stage last year. We got to the semi-final and there were a lot of regrets, I think, coming away from that game. And we kind of decided collectively at the start of the season that if we were going to progress, that there were things that needed to change in terms of training, in terms of match fitness, you know, quality, and also just bringing in players as well that would elevate the squad. And I think all those boxes have kind of been ticked and, you know, we've progressed past a level that we were at last year, even looking at the results that we got. I think we're just a much more together team with a lot more quality. And yeah, so we're in the final now, so it all paid off.
And tell us, you know, as the new players have come in and you've had trips away, of course, has it taken long for everybody to bond and to gel together?
No, it hasn't. I think that we have a lot of individuals within the club that have just got a real warmness about them, and I think that goes for Bonagee in general. As a club, they're very supportive, so I feel like even though we've had a lot of people come in and a lot of people go out as well, that it hasn't really affected like the morale or the, you know, the camaraderie within the team. It's kind of just made us stronger, to be honest.
And the opposition, Terenure, do you know much about them at all?
I know obviously that they're quite a strong team. Obviously if they're at this level in the competition, they'd have to be. I don't really want to know too much about them. I don't think that we need to know too much about them. I think that we have confidence in ourselves and we know that it'll take a strong team to beat us. So that's just kind of our focus at the minute, is ourselves.
So you're going down, every reason to believe that you can do it. And I suppose last year, having gone reasonably close, you know, you want to go just one step better.
Yeah, as I said, you know, there are a lot of regrets last year and the people that were there last year will know how that felt. And I think that that stood to us in the semi-final going to extra time, that we had the character to pull that out of the bag and we had the determination. So I think, you know, this is kind of a once in a lifetime thing for a lot of people. And, you know, we may never get to this stage again. So I think we're just going to go down and give it everything that we have. And hopefully, you know, we can get the result and come away with a trophy.